Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam ID. Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. السلام عليكم dear listeners of IRB English Radio. Welcome back to a new episode of
Youth Station. We are here with you. Asma's with me. I'm Zahra. And we will be talking about fans today.
Yeah, so directly we're getting into the very heart of discussion.
Topic, yeah.
It's so spring, hot out there.
The spring weather that's feeling like summer already.
So much of a summer. It does not look like spring anymore.
No.
Yeah.
But all the flowers are in bloom.
Yeah.
Everybody's excited.
That's the only sign of spring that I could see in the streets.
Yeah.
Aside from the scorchy sun.
And aside from the allergic sneezes.
Exactly.
Everything else is
the allergens out there. And yeah, this is life. Spring comes. Summer comes, autumn comes, all come and go, and then it's all about the lifetime, the days and the years, and whatsoever. So you said that the topic for today is fan.
And no, we don't mean the cooler type of fans. We're talking about fans as in people who really enjoy following celebrities, sports.
Of course.
Influencers on Instagram, on TikTok.
Are you fanning anyone?
Me?
Any celebrity, any...
To be honest,
are you
no.
a footballer? Somebody interested in football?
To be honest, no. I have people I know who are really into it, who like getting the t-shirts for it, get the number
exactly.
of their favorite players mm-hmm. and have posters of their favorite football players or celebrities on mm-hmm. the wall. But no, I'm not that kind of a person.
Actually, I have never been one of those people who put the, you know... hang the picture on the billboard. No, I'm not that kind of a person, but I have some inclinations
mm-hmm.
towards some people, like some actors maybe, and actresses, of course, and football again also.
You like football?
I like football. And then a lot more. Also, the writers, I found them so much. And
I guess if we... expand it to include those things, then yeah, I mean, everybody's interested in things, but you know, like, I also have a lot of authors that I really like.
You're a fan.
No. Like, I follow their books and mm-hmm. I like follow updates from if they release a new book, a new mm-hmm. series. Not to
Come
the extent
on, confess
that.
Confess it.
No.
Confess it. You are a part of this big fandom.
No. I wouldn't say fandom, not in that sense. I was once. I will admit, mm-hmm. I was once.
What's wrong with it?
It's just because I saw so many people, so many of my friends mm-hmm. getting so into things that they would like. Spend crazy amounts of money. They would redesign their room, buy special notebooks, print
that
stickers.
Turns into a sort of a trauma.
Like what? Like they would cancel their life, wake up early to mm-hmm. like see their celebrities' posts or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Comment, like, I don't know, stream their videos.
That way it turns into a sickness.
Yeah, and it was kind of, that kind of freaked me out. And so after seeing those kinds of behaviors, I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to be that into anything.
No. Well, to just clarify the issue, I guess there are different sorts of fans. And if you have watched any movies like concerned with this issue, you could see that there are many people out there who are fans, but in a moderate sense. But the movie is all about those people who are fan in a way that is more of a sadistic way.
Yeah, either sadistic or basically their life gets canceled. Like their entire joy in life
exactly.
comes from that one source.
Yeah,
and so like if I don't know, their favorite celebrity gets sick, or if their
football...
They get
sick as well.
Yeah, if their football game gets canceled, they, like, get depressed, they get angry at people.
If they lose, then
the world's over.
Their life is just canceled for a month.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, they go into depression.
Depression,
and it's like,
yes.
It's like they experience the pains of their fandom, mm-hmm. like on an extremely personal level.
Yeah.
And so, that's just a lot of emotional investment.
Yeah. So much of that. And for no reward, actually. Mm-hmm. Nothing is going to be given to you. But then let's go for a break. And then after we come back, we'll see what's wrong in being a fan to celebrities. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. And then we'll come back with your topic. It seems as a very interesting concept, you know, to be a fan to someone or
I don't know. A topic, a sport.
Yeah, these sort of fields, different fields, to fan them. There's nothing wrong with it, but the wrong thing starts when you go to the extremes.
Yeah, I guess when you focus too much on something more than it basically warrants.
Yeah.
You get out of that healthy zone, and then you start paying more attention. Like if it's a football game and mm-hmm. you're watching it for fun, it's good fun.
It's okay, yeah.
But its loss should not, like, end your life. It shouldn't mean that, okay, I'm going to become angry with this friend of mine who cheered for another team. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, like, be, like, upset at everybody around me because they disturbed me and I couldn't watch my football game. We can't go anywhere traveling while my football game is going on.
Exactly.
You know, like when more important things in life get sidetracked because of that one interest, that's when it gets bad.
Yeah. I guess as human beings, the whole story is all about the time that we have and moderation. Like, yeah. Yes, we can devote time for our funny, interesting moments to create some fun and interesting moments for ourselves, but to spend most of our time thinking about things that are not going to have any impact on our personal life, they're not going to do anything to us, do any good, I mean, then that would be dangerous. And in our Islamic heritage, we have a lot of sayings that tell us to just appreciate the time that you have, mm-hmm. first thing first, try to have some priorities in your life, try to devote special times, like on a daily basis, try to have a schedule for your own self, and then prioritize your things that you want to do. Of course, there must be a time for fun, but do not mistake it for, you know, devouring all of your time for things that are not meant to be.
Another problem really with this kind of like fan culture, I guess you could say, is, you know, like the normal okay version where it's like a hobby, it's like something you enjoy, you get joy from, that's all fine.
Yeah.
But when it gets into like very deep fan culture.
Just obsession. The word obsession is very important. Yeah. When something turns into an obsession, that's dangerous.
Yeah. And, you know, like as you said in our narrations, we have sayings that you get influenced by the things you love.
Exactly.
And a lot of like fan cultures, when they go really deep, that thing that somebody's fanning over becomes like an object of obsession or an object of love.
Exactly.
And people get way more influenced by it than they realize. Mm-hmm. And so you'll notice people, like, especially, like, we had a different topic we were talking about once, which was how younger people and how, like, teens can get more influenced by social media and how they should watch out and how the peer pressure and stuff like that can influence kids. And one of the things that fan culture does is it creates that kind of a, like, a peer pressure, a peer culture mm-hmm. that makes people kind of unknowingly change themselves to match that celebrity, to match that object that they really love.
And those people who are just normal, ordinary people, I mean, the celebrities and whatsoever, who are being put on the pedestal, they would turn into role models.
Yeah.
And some of them do not have the capacity to be role models. Now, aside from the dangers that would create to those celebrities, this illusion of me being this perfect object mm-hmm. to this fandom, it would have a lot of side effects to the people who are fanning them.
Yeah, and you know, what's funny is that basically advertisement that uses celebrities uses exactly this model. It's that I know that there are fans for this individual, and so I will make them wear products, say that they use certain products because I know that their fans care so much about this person or this object that they will care and start adopting any of the things associated mm-hmm. with it too.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
What happens for people to get that much engaged with a normal, ordinary other person?
Personally, I, having seen it up close and maybe having been accused of being a fan for a short period of time, it usually starts off as like simply, you know, seeing something somebody has that you're just trying to, that you like to achieve. Like you see somebody being happy, you see somebody pretty, you see somebody who's like is around with friends, you know, has like a quality that you would like or that you enjoy seeing. Mm-hmm. And then after a while, like there's so much, a bit of it is the hype, to be honest. Like mm-hmm. there are so many people who hype it up and say, this thing is so amazing that you do get drawn to it and you kind of fall into what they call an echo chamber where you're like, this is so good. And then the other person hearing you repeats back to you, this is so good. And you stop listening to people outside of it who are like,
that's interesting.
What's the big deal? You know,
that's called echo chamber.
Echo chamber. Yeah. So like, it's basically where people kind of like, you know, yell out into like a chamber that echoes and then they hear the same response back.
And then you get affected by the echoes that you hear.
Yeah. So you start believing that something is a lot better than it actually is because once you say it gets repeated back to you like 50 times over. And so that thing becomes a lot more fantastic than it already is in real life. Yeah.
Let's go for a break and then we'll be back to see how much of time we have for the last of today's episode. Welcome back. This is the last part of today's episode. Well, we were just saying that there are many reasons for people starting to be a fan to somebody or some fields. And there are also some consequences, and the consequences are sometimes so dangerous, and they happen to have some dangerous side effects to the society as well. Mm-hmm. Like you're going to see a lot of people getting to buy special things just because the special someone is using that thing so much.
Yeah.
Just because that celebrity is wearing a sort of a special dress, they have to buy it. Just because they're using special brands, they are using that. They are spending a lot of money on that, actually.
And it's actually funny because you see this kind of behavior begin from small kids to, like, basically when they watch a cartoon or they watch, like, a movie or something, or like an animation or something, and like a character becomes like their favorite character.
Yes, the Spider-Man. Like, wish to dress like him.
Yeah, I'm gonna wear the color clothes he wears. And he chews on his pencil this way. He likes chemistry. He likes whatever. Exactly. And they even change like their personal preferences based on that like character they love, or basically that celebrity, the thing that they're fanning over. Lifestyle choices, for example, like you said, consumerism. Versus, like, you know, sustainable behaviors and stuff like that. Getting drawn towards those, like, sometimes negative aspects can really, negatively affect society as a whole more than just an individual.
Exactly. Now, for today, we don't have much of time, unfortunately, but if you follow us, we'd have another episode on the same topic. So if you're interested to know more about fanning and what happens for people to get so much obsessed with these sort of stuff, you could just follow us on Youth Station, of course. So this was all for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I will tell you, dear youth, that the future belongs to you. By Allah's favor, you dear youth will see that day, and you will hand down your sources of pride to the future generations. Greetings. Be upon you and Allah's mercy and blessings.
And inshallah, we will continue talking about this.
We'll discuss that inshallah in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa
rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And don't go away.
We will continue this very essential topic with our great youth.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Ya Latif, 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 Ya Latif,